Once again, welcome everybody to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. On behalf of the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, we want to invite you to visit us here in the Valentine area and in Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.com. You know, one of the handy things they have on their menu list is a list of packing. So when you're packing for your trip to the Valentine area,
there you go. You know,
don't forget the tent, the bug repellent, those kind of things.
There you go.
Some helpful hints, and you can find out where to go, what to do while you're here. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Nationwide, as a matter of fact, Tri-State Livestock News. Get your subscription coming to you today. Go to tsln.com.
Well, I have some new rules for you today. These have been out for a while, but we'll try to update them and make them pertinent to today. New rule. Don't eat anything that's served to you out of a window, unless you're a seagull. People are acting all shocked that, you know, several years ago, a human finger was found in a bowl of Wendy's chili. Hey, it cost less than a buck. What did you expect that it could take? New rule, okay? Ladies, leave your eyebrows alone. Here's how much men care about your eyebrows. Do you have two of them? Okay, we're done. Here's another new rule for you. There's no such thing as flavored water. There's a whole aisle of this stuff at the supermarket. Water, but without that watery taste. Huh. Sorry, but flavored water is called a soft drink. You want flavored water? Pour some scotch over it. Let it melt. That's your flavored water. The more complicated the Starbucks order, the bigger the jerk. If you walk into a Starbucks and order a decaf grand half soy, half low-fat iced vanilla double shot gingerbread cappuccino, extra dry, light iced with one sweet and low and one NutraSweet, well, you're a huge jerk. A few things in there. Stuart Kovar had sent those into the Good Stuff program.
During the wedding rehearsal, the groom approached the pastor with an unusual offer. Look, I'll give you $100 if you'll change the wedding vows. When you get to the part where I'm supposed to promise to love, honor, and obey, and be faithful to her forever, I'd appreciate it if you just leave that part out. He passed the minister a $100 bill and walked away satisfied. On the day of the wedding, when it came time for the groom's vows, the pastor looked the young man in the eye and said, "Will you promise to bow before her? Obey her every command and wish. Serve her breakfast in bed every morning of your life and swear eternally before God and your lovely wife that you will not ever even look at another woman as long as you both shall live?" The groom gulped and looked around and said in a tiny voice, "Yes." Then leaned toward the pastor and hissed, "I thought we had a deal." The pastor put a $100 bill into the groom's hand and whispered, "She made a better offer."
Uh-oh. Outbought. This one kind of goes, not kind of along that. This is called God's Problem now. His wife's graveside service was just barely finished. And there's a massive clap of thunder, followed by a tremendous bolt of lightning, accompanied by even more thunder rumbling in the distance. The little old man looked at the pastor and calmly said, "Well, she's there." Here's something else.
Oh, my.
Keep a smile on your face and a song in your heart. A smile is a sign of joy. A hug is a sign of love. A laugh is a sign of happiness. And a friend like me, well, that's just a sign of good taste. Well, we'll be friends until I'm senile. And then we'll be new friends. Couple of funny things in there for you today.
Indeed. Hey, everybody. Have you ever wondered why is the man who invested all of your money called a broker?
Why? Oh, no, that's the joke. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Broker. Okay.
Yeah.
Broker than I was before he started managing my money.
I don't know. I hope not. Ever wonder why is the time of day with the slowest traffic called rush hour?
True. Yeah, I have thought about that.
And have you ever wondered why isn't there mouse-flavored cat food?
Well, that's true. They've got tuna and turkey and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of things that they don't normally get, but a mouse, higher likelihood. Why didn't Noah swat those two mosquitoes?
Oh, so many times. Flies and mosquitoes, I don't know.
Oh, and have you ever wondered why do they sterilize the needle for lethal injections?
Well, yeah, that's kind of odd, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Have you ever wondered, you know, that indestructible black box that they use on airplanes? Why don't they make the whole plane out of that stuff?
It'd be too heavy to fly.
Oh, maybe.
All right. We got to go today, but we thank you for listening on our great radio stations out there that carry the good stuff.